The word the ancient Egyptians used for a pyramid was mer. The derivation of the word is not known for certain.
Well, I'm pretty sure I know where the term came from. You see, the word mer is very close to the French word merde, and that means poop. And Napoleon went down to Africa to shoot the nose off the Sphinx. That's well documented. So while he was down there, he probably taught them some French. And since this thing looks like a big old pile of poop, they called it merde because it wasn't a tomb. Ancient emoji. Well, hello and welcome to Dedunking. My name's Dan, and in this video, we're going to be covering Dr. Miano, a.k.a. World of Antiquities, video, How Did They Align the Great Pyramid to True North? But before we get too far into that, I should ask you to like and subscribe and click the bell, because all those things help me grow the channel. And as the channel starts growing, I've been requested to make a Ko-Fi account, which I did, and I'm working on a proper Patreon with perks and all that crap. But in the meantime, if you feel like throwing me a coin or two, links down below, of course, would be appreciated and help me make better content and more of it. But if you can't, I completely understand. Thank you very much. Let's see what Dr. Miano has to say about the alignment of the pyramids.
Our word pyramid comes from the Greek pyramis, meaning wheaten cake. Yeah, it was noted how the structure was shaped like one of their cakes. The Egyptians, too, had a conical bread loaf called benben, and they used that term for the capstone of a pyramid, or the tip of an obelisk, which represented a mound in their mythology that was believed to have arisen from the primordial waters at the beginning of creation.
This was a pretty interesting way to start the video, actually. I mean, even though when I googled wheaten cake, I was expecting something a lot more titillating than a wheat cake, but whatever. It's still pretty cool because I wasn't aware that the ancient Egyptians had a benben bread or that the Greeks had a pyramid loaf or nothing like that. So in all honesty, that's kind of interesting.
If the pyramid itself represents the sacred benben, this is an indication that the pyramids were connected in some way with the worship of Atum, the sun god who brought forth the benben in the myth.
Well, yes, Atum is heavily associated with the benben stone since he was like part of that primordial mound that came out of the water. He wasn't just sitting on it. According to a lot of their myths, he like was it. So yeah, you could say he's heavily associated with pyramids, but there's another god that's heavily associated with pyramids that you kind of left out there, and that would be Osiris, and he's also this kind of physical manifestation of rebirth, kind of more of a human version of it than Atum, but I don't think that's the reason you left it out. Nah, sneaky guy. We're talking about the Great Pyramid, right? I don't see you saying the Great Pyramid is Osiris, but I do hear you trying to tell me that the Great Pyramid is Atum. So what I think you're doing is trying to plant subconscious, subliminal messages in everybody's heads saying that the pyramid is associated with a tomb. Yeah, I see your tricks.
Khufu's father, Sneferu, was the first to build a true pyramid. But Khufu's pyramid surpassed his father's work in both size and accuracy.
Well, yeah, for any one of those pyramids that Sneferu made, the Khufu's pyramid would be bigger. But if you take all three of Sneferu's pyramids and put them together, I'm guessing that they would have a bigger mass than the Great Pyramid there. I could be wrong about that. I didn't do all the math. But basically, I wanted to point out that you didn't mention that Sneferu made three pyramids. Why would a dude need three pyramids, Dr. Miano? This is kind of a big deal when your whole point is they are a tomb. If it is a tomb, why does dude need three a tombs? You just need one a tomb. That's why it's a tomb. Even their gods knew this shit. Jeez.
The height of the Great Pyramid has been calculated to be 146.59 meters, 481 feet. Its base length is 230.33 meters, 756 feet, but it is not a perfect square. Measurements indicate the west side is longer than the east by about 7.4 centimeters, 2.9 inches. Still, even though it is slightly lopsided, the level of accuracy is astonishing.
You know that's got to be bait. I mean, that's like 1/1000th off. Not even that. It is ridiculously accurate on a massive, massive scale. Comparable to the buildings that we make nowadays using transits and shit. No, I'm not saying that they use lasers to build it. I'm saying that it is really, really, really effing accurate. He's calling it slightly lopsided is absolutely bait. Absolutely bait.
It is not impossibly precise, but it is impressively precise. Why did the royal designers bother being so precise? Their exactitude may have been imbued with symbolic and cultic significance, but no one really knows for sure. Or the reason may have been practical in nature. They may have wanted to avoid the architectural disasters of some of the earlier pyramids and felt such precision would have been a safeguard.
Well, yes, it's definitely difficult to tell what their intentions were with the perfection, if it was to emulate the perfection of the heavens or if it was just to, you know, shore up construction issues, like you say. But I would point out that it wasn't the ancient Egyptian designers that made it so accurate. They can write it as accurate as they want on a piece of paper. It's the builders. It's the people that are putting their hands on it that make it dummy accurate or make it not dummy accurate. And in this case, they kind of nailed it, man. So make sure to give credit where credit is due. The people that did this may well have been illiterate, but they were really damn good at being illiterate. Inheritor of the torch right here.
The pyramid's orientation is 3 arc minutes, 6 arc seconds off true north. This could have been calculated by stellar alignment. The Egyptians would have used northern or circumpolar stars for orientation, which suggests that the alignment was taken for either the east or west side of the pyramid. But modern measurements have shown that it is the west sides of the Old Kingdom pyramids that were the most accurately aligned.
Now, I looked at the links that Dr. Miano provided in his video, and I have to say that this is a little bit confusing. These guys flat out admit that they had to omit 2 of the 8 pyramids that they brought in. Then they say that 2 more of those pyramids they can't measure from the west side. And then one of them actually is more accurate on the east side than on the west side. So at the end of it, you've got 3 out of 8 pyramids that they can say are more accurate on the west side than the east side. And the other ones are either inconclusive or just not. So I'm kind of weirded out that this even got brought up as like evidence. It's the kind of thing where I feel like Dr. Miano probably read the paper and looked at it and stuff, but then, like, as he's looking at these numbers here, maybe he's just not paying close attention to this part, because it seems pretty obvious that, I mean, there is some degree of a correlation there, but it's by no means conclusive. It's very, I would say, very threadbare, to be honest with you.
Research has shown that the pyramids were oriented by a method that varied in accuracy over time, but in a progression. The pyramids initially being placed in positions that slowly got closer to true north, then passed it and got further away from true north. The most likely explanation for this deviation from true north is that a method was used which became increasingly inaccurate as a result of the effects of precession, the wobble of the earth on its axis.
This paper is even worse than the first one he brought out here. Okay, it takes 72 years for 1 full degree of change in the precession of the equinoxes, right? So 60 arc minutes would be 1 full 72-year cycle. So on this chart that he's got here, first thing to note is the first 3 pyramids that he shows were all built by Sneferu. So they were like all built basically at the same time. So that 15 degrees that he's got, 15 arc minutes that he's got there, maybe, I suppose, if he started some at the beginning of his reign and some near the end, but that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But notice as time goes on, it's like you got a 50-year span that he's got marked out here on the bottom, right? And during that, it only goes about a quarter of what precession of the equinoxes would actually change it. So that doesn't seem very correlated with precession at all. And then when you get all the way to the end, the last 2 pyramids that he brings up here, where it again skews, because if you remove those 3 pyramids at the beginning, those 2 at the end, you don't really have much of this graph at all, do you? Look what you have left. It doesn't really make much sense then. But if you leave those, well, all of a sudden it kind of makes sense in the middle. You just kind of don't look at that part. But the ones on the end, those are 5th dynasty. We don't even know exactly when they were built by comparison to the 4th dynasty ones. And again, the numbers don't correlate to precession. It's just, they're just off. So attributing this to precession of the equinoxes is very, very haphazard, in my opinion. But what's really funny about this actually undermines Dr. Miano's position in claiming the ancient Egyptians didn't know about precession of the equinoxes. Bear with me for a second. Say, for instance, you're a construction worker and your job is to train the next generation of construction workers on how to align those pyramids so that the next generations of pharaohs can also have their tombs. So you take your boy out there and you're like, all right, here's the edge of the last pyramid that we did. My grandpa did this one. And you see right over there, you line up these stars and, oh shit, it don't work no more. Hang on a second, let's go check this other pyramid. It would take about 50 years and they would realize that something was off. Okay, so it doesn't make a lot of sense because they would be doing this over and over again. This is where they would train people. Come on, right? This is exactly where you would be. And they would definitely be checking these things from time to time. Furthermore, I'll bring up this really quick. I'm not going to go too crazy into detail, but Dr. Giulio Magli, a famous archaeoastronomer, he's got a paper on the Giza pyramids on how they, part of their alignment was intended to be about line of sight with Heliopolis because they were all about like sun kings and stuff, and that makes a lot of sense. So I'll post that down below, but the reason is because if there was a secondary intention like that for them to align these things in a certain way and whatnot, it's not surprising at all that the true north might have gotten kind of messed up there because they're trying to make two things wiggle into place at once and work around a bedrock and everything else.
The method they probably used was to calculate when two stars were in vertical alignment, Zeta Ursae Majoris and Beta Ursae Minoris. By using a plumb line, they could draw a cord through the two stars to the pole to determine north. The only problem is that it doesn't always point exactly to true north because of the Earth's precession.
You know, there's a lot of different theories about how the pyramids were aligned to true north, and I'm not really sure which one's the most accurate, and honestly, Dr. Miano's not either, and he actually mentions that near the end of this video. But it is kind of a thing that we don't know for certain how this was done, and that's why there's a lot of different papers on it written over the years. There is some enigmas here, man. It is kind of tricky. They did a really, really, really good job of aligning these things that are really, really big, and they made them really, really square to the point where we're measuring them in arc seconds and arc minutes and shit, right? That's absurd. For the size that these things are, that is absurd. So I think that should be, it's important to mention here. It's, like he said earlier, it's not impossibly precise, but it's impressively precise. It is very impressively precise. For its size, the margin of error on it for its size just don't even make sense. A few inches on the course of 756 feet don't even make sense. Not saying it was woo, I'm saying those boys were good at their task.
In the time of the Fourth Dynasty, only in the year 2467 BCE would such a calculation have been exactly right. But no alignment was taken for a pyramid that year because no pyramid is aligned perfectly, which means the Egyptians had no idea about precession.
Aha! See, now here's the real goal of the entire video, is to prove that the ancient Egyptians did not know anything about precession of the equinoxes. I'm sure it's not the only goal, but he definitely had it as one of the things he was going to tick off the box. And again, it doesn't prove that at all. As a matter of fact, it kind of like demonstrates that they would have had to have known about it because of how inaccurate things got very quickly. But I do want to point out something really quickly here that's kind of funny. Notice that Dr. Miano is basically attributing the ability to nail a giant-ass big freaking pyramid perfectly to the ancient Egyptians. They can do it. I mean, why wouldn't they be able to? If they got it wrong, it must be because they didn't take their measurements right. It's not because they didn't put the blocks down right. It's because they didn't take their measurements right. I think that should be kind of telling for the benefit of the doubt, that even an academic like himself that is skeptical of all kinds of the claims that come out of our side of the field, he has to still, like, subconsciously just accepts it. The ancient Egyptians were fucking good at what they did, man. They nailed it over and over and over again. And if they didn't get it right, well, maybe it was just because they didn't measure it right. But see, I'm actually going to take it the other way and say, you know what? They were only human. I think a lot of times they just got shit wrong. I think there was a time that they were really, really good at it. You can see on the graph there, right in the middle, they were really good at it. Before that, they weren't so hot. Later, they weren't so hot. As we can see by the condition of the pyramids in those decades as well. It's almost like that little period there was their renaissance of building. It was this, maybe renaissance is the wrong word, but whatever. It was the time that they were epic at it. And during that time. Not only did they put the blocks where they wanted to, but they measured the way they wanted to.
Khufu's is the closest. The Great Pyramid is off by 3 arc minutes, 6 arc seconds, which suggests the alignment for the pyramid was taken in the year 2480. This is a few years after when historians think Khufu reigned, so we either have to redate Khufu, suppose the Egyptians messed up on that occasion, or reject this theory.
Well, now here's a nice moment of honesty from Dr. Miyano. He flat out says we can either redate Khufu, we can call this hypothesis junk, or we can assume that the Egyptians didn't quite know what they were doing. I'm assuming he's going to go with option 3, although he doesn't mention the rest of the video. Myself, I'm going with option 2. I don't like the hypothesis. Not because he's going to try to say that it would prove the ancient Egyptians didn't have knowledge of precession equinoxes. Like I already said, I think this doesn't demonstrate that at all. Quite the opposite. But I personally don't like this hypothesis because I think it's junk. I think that they've basically ignored a lot of the data points. I think that they have not paid attention to precession of the equinoxes in order to put it together. I think basically what it is somebody else coming and saying, here's what I think is up with the pyramids, and they make this loose connection thing. But let's put it this way. If the focus of this paper was alignment with the stars in Orion's belt, as opposed to how much it's off of the stars that they're presuming that it was measured off of, he would consider this complete junk if those same correlations came up. Complete junk. And it's because those correlations are complete junk. Again, like I said, look at the graph. Cut off the top, cut off the bottom. All of a sudden, your graph ain't nothing but a fucking straight line, man. It's junk. Those three pyramids at the bottom were all built by one dude. Those two were 5th dynasty. This is junk.
The formal symmetry of the pyramid complexes at Giza has inspired many pyramid enthusiasts to look for more alignments in the hopes of finding hidden meanings or a reason to doubt that the Egyptians built the pyramids. But it is a little too easy to convince ourselves that interesting mathematical correlations were intentional, when often they are coincidental.
Yes, Doc, I would have to absolutely agree with you. It is very easy to attribute more meaning to a number than it actually has. Like, for example, when you take all these numbers here and say that these pyramids were most likely built and measured out at these certain times, and then it doesn't really line up with precession of the equinoxes, it just kind of lines up loosely if you eliminate half of the stuff. Well, yeah, you could see whatever the heck you want then, couldn't you? It's funny how you can condemn somebody for doing that at the same time as you're doing it yourself. Just, like, the reality of it is the papers that you cited here are not very good. All right, well, I'm not going to pick on the doc all night. I think you've already done a good enough job of digging him a tomb. But thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Click the bell and do all the fancy fun stuff, and we'll see you for the next one.